In his first KPCW interview as mayor just weeks after his inauguration and following the three terms of former mayor Dana Williams, Park City Mayor Jack Thomas has some goals he's already acting on. They're holistic in nature, he says, to look at Park City's future as interconnected. He said his two stints on Planning Commission have informed his experience of what people want in the community.
Gives you an understanding of what's in the hearts and minds of people in the community, and an understanding of the character and uniqueness of each neighborhood. And so, and the campaign, I think, draws you out to the community. And while I was walking about all these neighborhoods, I wasn't just selling myself. It was trying to find out what's going on with people. What do they think? What are their concerns?
He said the community wants the same things that the city identified back in 2009 as the core values: historic character, natural setting, small town feel, and sense of community. But he says he wants residents' voices to be heard and plans to reach out to them.
They want to be heard. They want to be engaged. You know, that's somewhat of a paradox. We have major projects come before Planning Commission and City Council and get very little input from the public. They don't show up. And, you know, we need to reach to the community. And part of what I want to do is reach back to the community, create some community focus groups, some neighborhood groups, and connect, because I don't think we've done a very good job of that in the past.
The mayor says he'd like to see the same holistic philosophy apply to future development.
In other words, if we have a concept with regard to a project in a neighborhood, how does that affect the adjacent neighborhoods? How does that fit into the network of the whole? My thoughts during the campaign were to try to knit together our community so that the bits and parts have an art in their relationship. And I think, you know, great architects and great planners understand that, you know, there's art in the relationship of the parts in the community. And I want to see those happen in a way so that the networks, the roads, the pedestrian ways, the community spaces, they all have a fiber to network, much like the network of our blood supply and our bodies.
Thomas says the relationship in these interconnected networks of people and buildings should be looked at in terms of what it took to get to this point.
What's the consequence of what we do, not just tomorrow, not just 5 years ago? What is it 50 years from now? So the idea of having less of a carbon footprint is good, but in a sense, it's just less of a bad thing. So, you know, we need to look beyond that, I believe.
He applied the concept of the holistic and interconnected community to the Lower Park Avenue redevelopment that begins with a renovation to the library.
They're moving forward with the working drawings and the concepts of that library. And libraries are a powerful element in that community. Libraries of the 21st century are changing. They've become community centers, adult centers, cultural centers.
That's Park City Mayor Jack Thomas. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.